This is absolutely astounding. What you'll be hearing, I'm John B. Wells, the host of the program, by the way. I think I might have said that, but I don't know because my brain is swimming in information. Information, yes, that's what we want, lots of information. Well, here it comes. Oh, boy, strange times make for strange circumstances and some tragic irony. Not even Shakespeare could come up with this stuff. Jeremy Brown, you're going to hear a recording. And we had the option of speaking with him live from the Hooskow, the lockup, the joint, the jailhouse. But we decided to err on the side of caution, lest his speeches be cut short. So we're not going to have that. The Special Forces motto, as you may know, is De Oppresso Liber, to free the oppressed. The Green Beret is a fighting force for those who cannot fight for themselves. First and foremost, the Army Special Forces soldier is a volunteer in a dangerous profession. Each member takes the oath, with a capital O, to protect the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. How bizarre is it, ladies and gentlemen, that several highly patriotic individuals like Jeremy Brown should now find themselves oppressed and imprisoned under false pretenses? Not within an enemy POW camp, but right here in their own country. Their crime, simply providing safety and security to fellow Americans, speaking at and attending a national rally to support the truth, liberty, President Donald Trump, and the American way. Given that this rally took place on January 6th in Washington, D.C., a litany of manufactured liberal falsehoods have now seemingly been used to implicate American citizens in criminal activities, regardless of their innocence or any proof of any criminal activity. Shouldn't we all be just a little concerned about guilt by geographical association, especially if it's during a staged media spectacle? Some of the tactics of our communist foes have not changed very much. They're even being supplied and financed by the same sources, only now their leader is a man named Joe Chi Minh, an avowed ally of America's most insidious and destructive foe, Obama bin Laden. I kind of like that. So anyway, on December 12, 2020, federal agents representing the FBI and DHS paid a visit to Jeremy's home. Their stated reason was to conduct a wellness check. And that conversation then quickly morphed into a recruitment solicitation to spy on God-fearing patriots as a paid informant and report on members of the Oath Keepers. Jeremy's visitor's proposal would entail trying to make sure fellow veterans and patriots that had taken the oath to defend their nation and its constitution wouldn't be a threat to the deep state, wouldn't expose its corruption, false flags, or their contrived covert operations to subvert that very same constitution. Members of the Special Forces are trained in sophisticated psychological warfare. Aiding and abetting traitors is not part of the curriculum, let's put it that way. Being trained in Army Ranger advanced survival skills actually includes catching, roasting, and eating rats, snakes, and other serpents, if and when necessary. So, just whose twisted idea was it to attempt to coerce our specially trained veterans to become rats against freedom right here in America, offering them money to do so, or prison time if they chose not to? Not on Jeremy's watch. Pass the salt, please. I walked around all day today just thinking about all of the stuff that's hitting everybody from all over and how jacked up everybody is. Supposedly everybody's all upset about Roe versus Wade, and yet it being overturned, meaning it's out of federal control. See, that was the idea. Make it under federal control. Force people who do not want it to accept it, rather than return that determination to the states. And if constitutionally, in accordance with state law, they want to make the abortion service available, well, they're free to do that, but it's not the law of the land anymore. And Pelosi, whose husband, by the way, was arrested for drunk driving, he's facing criminal charges now. He may do jail time. We'll see. You see the caliber of people that we have in Congress. They must be removed in November. Makes no difference if it's hell, high water, or another false flag. We have to win this. We'll do this break, and when we come back, you'll be hearing from Jeremy Brown, U.S. Special Forces, Green Beret.
Everybody go to mypillow.com and use the promo code JB Welch for the best sleep of your life. And remember, we have over 200 products you can save up to 66% off.
Ooh, that feels good.
Absolutely.
This is L. Todd Wood. I'm the founder of CD Media, or CDM.press. Well, Ukraine is back in the news again. Today, Ukrainian forces are withdrawing from two key villages in Luhansk, which is in the east in the Donbass region where most of the fighting has been occurring now for months. Russia will control all of Donbass very soon. Donetsk, which is the other province in the region, is being heavily targeted by the Russian military. The Financial Times, for its part, today has said that it's time to end the Ukrainian war. Europe is getting very nervous about the financial costs and possible military action and possible escalation. So we agree with this. Ukraine is not our fight. We're $30 trillion in debt. The country is very corrupt, and it's time to end the war. Let's get this going. You can read all about it on CDM.press or at Tsarism.com, our Eastern European site, T-S-A-R-I-Z-M.com. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that it was not really possible to bring, with any expectation of success, Jeremy Brown, United States Special Forces retired, onto the program. So, here he is. Listen closely.
My name is Jeremy Brown, and I am a 20-year retired U.S. Army Special Forces Master Sergeant and combat veteran. And my entire 20-year career was spent in the U.S. Special Operations community. Today, I am a political prisoner of war, illegally held for 266 days and counting in maximum security for a long list of fabricated crimes with the intent of punishing me for my real crime, exposing the truth about the FBI's role in the January 6th attack on the American people. An attack by those who seized control of our system of government years ago. We are, and have been, engaged in an unrestricted, unconventional, and secret war with global forces that seek to destroy American sovereignty in order to remove America as the final barrier to a global government and world dominance by powerful elites that believe we should serve as subjects at the very best, and at worst, die as the useless humans that they publicly describe us to be. If you are hearing this message, it is because of the bravery and courage of those bringing it to you. They do so out of love for the truth and humanity itself. I thank them. If you agree with what you hear, if it piques your interest to explore more, if you learn something that wakes you up, or if you are inspired to try to prove me wrong, please learn more about me and my story by visiting jeremybrowndefense.com. If you can, please help and share. To claim America is and has been under an unconventional warfare attack is a bold statement. And you may be asking yourself, who is this guy and what makes him so sure? To answer that question, you must first understand the mission and history of the Army Green Berets. We are the Department of Defense's unit that specializes in unconventional warfare, also commonly referred to as guerrilla warfare. President John F. Kennedy famously spoke of our specialty in his Secret Society speech, and I highly recommend you listen to it in its entirety. He officially awarded us the Green Beret to set us apart from other units, and our very schoolhouse is named after him, the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Centers and Schools. It was here, at the ripe young age of 21, where the U.S. government spent millions of dollars to train me to conduct guerrilla warfare all over the world on behalf of you, the American people. Today, I will use that knowledge and experience to warn you about the war and how the two-tiered justice system you are all seeing and experiencing fits into what is happening. During the 114th Congress, as part of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2016, then-President Obama added the definition of unconventional warfare used by the U.S. military for decades to U.S. public law. It is the same as the military definition found in Joint Publication JP 3-05. It defines unconventional warfare as activities conducted to enable a resistance movement or insurgency to coerce, disrupt, or overthrow a government or occupying power by operating through or with an underground, auxiliary, or guerrilla force in a denied area. Why would this be added to U.S. law? Why wasn't it added until 2016? Because you are the guerrilla force and the domestic terrorists they are fighting, and you must be destroyed and defeated. As a young soldier, husband, and father, I was a fan of Dave Ramsey, a Christian-based financial advisor. One of the greatest lessons I ever learned from him was the concept that where you'll be in 5 years is most influenced by two things, the books you'll read and the people you'll meet. Save that for later. The Bible says my people die from lack of knowledge. So let's gain some knowledge and live, shall we? I want to start with a free resource that is very easy to find. Simply DuckDuckGo, the terms Unconventional Warfare Pocket Guide. This is a U.S. Army Special Operations Command guide that serves as an unclassified explanation of unconventional warfare principles and doctrine. If you flip through the pages of this short document, you'll come to a diagram that looks like a tall pyramid. This chart, labeled Activities of an Insurgency or Resistance Movement, has 22 lines or phases, with a dotted line that separates the 17 clandestine activities from the 4 overt activities, with shadow governance straddling that line. Please read this whole chart from the bottom to the top, because you'll be reading the last 100 years of American history. Yes, that's how long it has taken to get here. For now, let me just read the last 6 clandestine steps. As you listen, ask yourself, am I seeing this in America today? Overt and covert pressures against government, strikes, riots, and disorders. Sabotage and terror to demonstrate weakness of government. Increased underground activities to demonstrate strength of a revolutionary organization. Intense sapping of morale of government, administration, police, and military. Negotiations with government representatives. And increased political violence, terror, and sabotage. All these things are meant to demoralize and weaken a society and the systems and institutions that hold it together. This is where the two-tiered justice system comes into play. In the book, The Gulag Archipelago, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn, listen to what he wrote in 1973 about the period from 1918 through 1956 in Stalin's Soviet Russia. We have to condemn publicly the very idea that some people have the right to oppress others. In keeping silent about evil, in burying it so deep within us that no sign of it appears on the surface, we are implanting it, and it will rise up 1,000-fold in the future. When we neither punish nor reproach evildoers, we are simply protecting their trivial age. We are thereby ripping the foundations of justice from beneath new generations. It is for this reason, and not because of the weakness of indoctrinal work, that they are growing up indifferent. Young people are acquiring the conviction that foul deeds are never punished on earth, that they always bring prosperity. It is going to be uncomfortable, horrible, to live in such a country. The destruction of justice destroys generations and eventually destroys countries and peoples. You see, America has been captured, and now the new management is cleaning house of its threats and political opposition in what we call mop-up operations. This is why certain well-funded groups can break the law and commit heinous violence with impunity and without fear of punishment. Others are arrested and held indefinitely without bail or due process until they are convicted by rigged juries. It is why you are propagandized to believe that groups like the Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, and Proud Boys are racist, anti-government, far-right-wing extremists that want to kill black and brown people and overthrow the government, while you are told Jane's Revenge, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter are just peaceful protesters standing up for the rights of women and minorities and making us all good, equal, global citizens. If you believe these lies, then you are one of their useful idiots and part of the misinformed masses being used as weapons against liberty. Wake up. Oath keepers believe in keeping their oath to support and defend the U.S. Constitution. The three percenters get their name from the legacy that only 3% of colonists were actually willing to fight to break away from the British crown. Proud Boys are, well, proud to be boys. They like to do manly things, drink, and revel in Americanism. That's it. Most of the Proud Boys I've met are black and brown. It's all a lie. As innocent victims of an FBI setup rot in jail, some for as long as 17 months now without bail, trial, or due process, those on the other side are rarely arrested, and if they are, they are quickly released and not likely to be prosecuted. Antifa beats Marines leaving the Marine Corps ball in Philadelphia. Nothing. Black Lives Matter burn black businesses and kill black retired police chiefs in St. Louis. Crickets. Jane's Revenge firebombs pro-life resource centers all over the country, then boasts that they are only getting started. Silence. Stephen Colbert's crew breaks into the U.S. Capitol, and I bet it gets swept under the rug. Even my supporters have been targets of an Antifa terrorist who was arrested at the very jail I still sit in. He was promptly released and had most of his charges dropped. Look him up. His name is Garrett Smith. Or is it? All of this is no accident, and it certainly is not because of incompetence or stupidity. It is military doctrine. You are now terrorists, not because you have done anything wrong or committed any acts of terror. You are a terrorist, just like me, because you stand in their way. Why do you think they're trying so hard to take your guns away? And if you fall for the red flag, mental health nonsense, then you'll deserve your slavery. Remember, the same people that claim a 5-year-old boy can decide to have his penis chopped off because he's been convinced he's a girl are the same people that will red flag you for disagreeing with them. I pray to God all the time to show me that I'm wrong, but I know that I'm not. They want you intimidated and demoralized. They need you in fear of them, or else you may do what Alexander Solzhenitsyn laments not doing in his quote from the book, The Gulag Archipelago, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make arrests, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if, during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step in the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and, notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. Where will we be in 5 years? Well, what books should we read? The ones where they reveal their plans for us. 1984, A Brave New World, COVID-19, The Great Reset, or Agenda 2030. Learn what they are saying and believe them. Who should we meet? Each other. Your neighbors, your elected officials, and anyone you want to save. We, not some politician, folk hero, or some media-manufactured savior, but we the people must save our own families, our neighbors, and our republic. If I am freed, they will just lock me up again, or worse. They have already started preparing by adding 4 more prosecutors to my case. Let them take their best shot. I will never bow to their lies, and neither should you. Lies and fears are the greatest weapons of evil. We need to counter them with truth and courage. So don't do nothing. I'm not sounding this warning to sell a book or tickets to a rally. Hell, I'm still sitting in jail. I'm speaking out because I love my daughters, my family, my friends, and the country I broke my body defending for you, the American people. May God grant us discernment and boldness and use us for his victory. The oppressor liber, liberty or death.
Jeremy Brown, United States Special Forces, I hope you heard every word. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. There's no getting out of it. It's on.